الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله، فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله، والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, honored and favored each and every one of us. Our mere gathering in such a gathering is in itself not empty of the blessings and the mercy of Allah ta'ala. It is reported that at the end of such a gathering, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah deputes an angel to make an announcement that قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ, that stand up now in such a condition that all your sins have been forgiven. And not only has Allah forgiven you, قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, all your evil deeds have been changed into good deeds. The mercy and the forgiveness and the shafqat and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His slaves knows no bounds, no limits. Allah ta'ala addresses Dawood alayhi salam: Ya Dawood, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْمُذْنِبُونَ مَا عِنْدِي مِنَ الْأَشْوَاقِ, that O Dawood, if the sinners had to come to know how much of shauq, how much of anticipation, how much of love and mercy I have for them, لَتَقَطَّعَتْ أَوْصَالُهُمْ, their joy would be such that the limbs of their bodies would get separated. And O Dawood, if this is my shauq and my anticipation for those who are disobedient to me, then what must be my mercy and my love for those who are obedient to me? Such mercy, such compassion, such kindness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once tells his sahaba that دَخَلَ رَجْلٌ الْجَنَّةِ مَا عَمِلَ خَيْرًا قَطُّ, that there was one person whose entire life was spent in Allah's disobedience. He didn't do one good deed also. His whole life was spent violating the commands of Allah. When the time of his death approached, night was too late, death was staring him in the face, this person realized his plight and his situation, an entire life of disobedience, how much opportunity there was, how many moments there were when he could have turned to Allah Ta'ala. All these opportunities had lost him. Now he was facing death in the face. As an act of desperation, قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ حِينَ حَذَرَهُ الْوَفَاةِ إِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ فَأَحْرِقُونِي بِالنَّارِ ثُمَّ اسْحِقُونِي ذروا نصفي في البر ونصفي في البحر. As the last act of desperation, he told his family that when I die, I want you to burn and cremate my body. Thereafter take my remains, those ashes, crumple them into thousands and thousands of tiny pieces. Take half of it and sprinkle it over the land, and take half of it and sprinkle it over the seas. He didn't see any other way out for himself. This was his act of desperation. This is why he told his family to do this. Right, my respected brothers, let us ponder and reflect on the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That this person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma amila khayran qattu," he did not do one single good deed his whole life. This life which we have, this time which Allah Ta'ala has given us in this world, this is an amanat and a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Blessed is that being in whose hands lies all kingdom, and he has power over everything. He has created life and death. And what is the object, what is the purpose of insan's life in this world? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, to test you. Allah is testing us, that how is this time being utilized? In what direction do we expend our energy, our time, the wealth which Allah Ta'ala has given us? And we, my respected brothers, have been more blessed than most, in that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the ni'mat, with the bounty of Iman. In the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. A kalima which is so valuable, that it is because of this kalima that this entire universe is existing. Billions and billions of disbelievers, billions and billions of those who have rejected Allah, billions and billions of those who have rejected Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are daily being fed. The sun rises, the sun sets, this entire universe subsists and exists. And this nizam and system continues. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. That Allah will continue to sustain and nourish this entire creation, this whole mankind. This entire universe will exist as long as there is one person on the surface of this earth in whose heart is La ilaha illallah. As long as one person has Iman, because of this Iman that is contained in the heart of the believer, Allah is causing this whole universe to exist. We don't know the value of Iman. We don't know the value of this utterance wherein we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Abu Talib, what khidmat, what service didn't he do for Islam? What service didn't he do for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? From the age of 8, the father figure in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he loved him more than he loved his own children also. Looked after him. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his effort of nubuwat, and when the whole Makkah turned against him, when the whole Arab world wanted to destroy him, Abu Talib was that pillar of support that stood by the side of his nephew and said that as long as I am alive, no harm must come to my nephew. To that extent, he was prepared to sacrifice for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Abu Talib is on his deathbed, the Kufari Makkah gathered around him. Abu Jahl is sitting right next to Abu Jahl is in that gathering. Someone sitting right next to Abu Talib wakes up to walk out. Immediately Abu Jahl jumps up to fill in that gap with the fear that if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to come, he will get one of more opportunity to invite his uncle. They had left no stone unturned to persecute Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his followers. The same Abu Talib, in the valley of Abu Talib, 2.5 years, when the family of the Banu Hashim were boycotted, 2.5 years, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reduced to this level that they had to eat leaves from the trees. There was no water, there was no food. Muarrikhin write, historians write that the valley of Abu Talib is situated more than 1 mile outside Makkah. Yet the screams as a result of the pangs of hunger from the women and the children of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could be heard over 1 mile's distance in Makkah. Every persecution possible they tried. Eventually, they come to Abu Talib and they tell him that if you don't stop your nephew now, we are no longer going to even accept your protection of him. We are, na'uzubillah, going to kill him. So Abu Talib calls Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he entreats him and begs him that, oh my beloved nephew, stop what you are doing. Look at the reply that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him. He says, oh my uncle, ma ana bi aqdar, ma ana bi aqdar min an ada ma bu'ithtu bihi min an yush'ila ahadukum min hadhihi ash-shamsi shu'lat nar. The weight and the concern and the fikr for the hidayat of every human being to come on the surface of the earth till Qiyamah had been placed on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each person's jannat, each person's akhirat, each person's being saved from Jahannam, that concern and that worry had been placed on his shoulders. To invite one person, to introduce one person to Allah. So he says to his uncle, it is easier for me to hold a flame of fire from the sun in my hand. That I am prepared to do. But to stop calling these people to Allah and to stop making the effort of hidayat upon them, that I am not prepared to do. I am prepared to hold a flame of fire from the sun in my hand. That will be easier than stopping this mission which Allah has entrusted me with. Abu Talib, when he hears this reply, فَاسْدَعْ بِأَمْرِكَ لَمْ تُسِبْكَ صَبَابَةٌ وَلَقَدْ صَدَقْتَ وَكُنْتَ قَبْلُ أَمِينًا وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا لولا الملامة أو حذار مسبة لوجدتني سمحا بذاك مبينا. He says, continue with what you are doing. When he sees the determination, he says, continue with what you are doing, no harm will come to you. You are truthful and you have always been trustworthy. And then Abu Talib says, I know, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ, I know that the deen of Muhammad is the best of every religion. If it were not for the fear of the mockery of the taunts of Quraysh, that Abu Talib gave in, and Abu Talib was a coward, and he accepted the message of his nephew, I would have openly recited your kalima. Yet even he was deprived of iman. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters that room, which is the last scene of the life of Abu Talib, and he sees that there is no gap even near his uncle, he turns to the kuffar of Makkah, to the leaders of Quraysh that are present, and he says to them, kalimatun wahida, kalimatun wahida, tudinu bihal arab wa tu'ti lakumul ajamul jizya. I am inviting you to one kalima, one affirmation, one statement. The power and the taqat which is kept in this kalima is such that if you will recite it, the entire Arab world will be subjugated to you. And the non-Arab world will pay you taxes on the recitation of one kalima, of one statement. Allah will make you the masters of the whole world. There is no question of mubalagha. There is no question of exaggeration in the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What stood 1400 years ago stands today, until Qiyamah it will stand. He said to them, one kalima, recite it, and Allah will make you the masters of the whole world. Such taqat, such power Allah has kept in this kalima. This is no ordinary Nabi of Allah speaking. On no other Nabi of Allah did Allah Ta'ala take qasam in the Quran. In two places in the Quran, Allah took qasam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'amruk innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. By the qasam of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa qilihi ya Rabbi. By the qasam of the call and the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On no other Nabi did Allah Ta'ala take qasam on his risalat. Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim innaka lamina al mursaleen. By the qasam of the Qur'an al Hakim, you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Rasul of Allah. On no other Nabi did Allah Ta'ala take qasam of his land where he lived. Wat-teen, wat-zaytun, wat-tur-sinin, wa-hadha al-balad al-ameen. La uqsimu bi-hadha al-balad, wa-anta hillum bi-hadha al-balad. When Allah addresses him, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on his life, on his speech, on his land. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on his akhlaq and his character. Wa-innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on everything that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Wan najm idha hawa ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. By the qasam of the stars and its movements, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not go astray. He did not make any mistake. Whatever he said was not of his own desires. It is wahi from Allah. Qasam upon qasam. Testimony upon testimony. Such a Nabi of Allah, that when Allah Ta'ala addresses him, Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, Allah addresses Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approximately 227 times in the Quran. Yet in the entire Quran you will not find Ya Muhammad. He was never addressed directly by his name. Allah used laqab, title. Why the ihtiram and the honor is greater when a title is used. Other Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they were addressed by their names. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Wa qila ya Nuh uhbit bisalamin minna. Wa nadaynahu ayya Ibrahim. Wa ma tilka biyaminika ya Musa. Ya Dawood inna ja'alnaka khalifa. Ya Zakariya inna nubashiruka bi-ghulam. Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة. يا عيسى بن مريم أأنت قلت للناس. Other Anbiya were addressed by their names. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 227 times, yet never once by his name. يا أيها النبي, يا أيها الرسول, يا أيها المدثر, يا أيها المزمل. Allah used title. Once some Bedouins from outside Medina Munawara came into Medina. Bedouins were villagers, nomadic background, no culture. They came and stood outside his house and shouted, Ya Muhammad. Immediately Jibreel is sent, La taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli baynakum ka du'a'i ba'dikum ba'da. When I do not address my Nabi by his name, how can you address him by his name? Do not address the Rasul like you address one another. Such perfection. The month of Rabiul Awal, we remember the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is when insan One is when insan will praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insan's praise is in its place. Here Allah is praising His Rasul. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat on the authority of Abu Nu'aym from Hilya that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, faghashiyatuhu wa ghayyabatuhu, and this cloud covered the body of this child. Then it lifted up and a voice called out from the unseen, tufu bihi mashariq al-ardi wa magharibaha liya'rifu bismihi wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know his attributes. Let them come to know his status. Let them come to know his nobility. وَعَاتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحْ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلْ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحْ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطْ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقْ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبْ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعْ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالْ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسْ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسْ وَالصَّبْرَ أَيُّوبْ وَلَحْنَ دَاوُدْ وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the ma'rifat and recognition of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the voice of Dawud alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. He was made جَامِعُ صِفَاتِ الْأَنْبِيَا, the specific and special attributes of 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were collectively placed in the zat and the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till he came to be of such perfection that Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, standing on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, looking towards him, the words flow from his lips. Perhaps it is doubtful that anyone has ever said anything greater amongst insan in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than this sahabi, when he said, wa ahsana minka lam taraqat ayni wa ajmala minka lam talid an-nisaa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybi ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. He says, more magnificent than you my eyes have never seen, more beautiful than you no woman has ever given birth to a child. You, O Rasul of Allah, have been created free from every blemish. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It appears as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desires Allah created you. Such perfection, such a Nabi, Allah calls out using laqab, using a title, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ. This is amongst the first surahs that were revealed after the first revelation of Iqra. O my Nabi, who covers himself in a cloth, qum, stand up now, fa'anzir, warn them, invite them, call them. How must you call them? How must you invite them? What must you tell them? Wa rabbaka fakabbir. Tell them of the greatness of Allah. Tell them of the majesty of Allah. Tell them of the glory of Allah. Tell them of the bounties of Allah. Tell them of the favors of the Allah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. To Allah belongs everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. Ala inna lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Ala inna lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Everything in the heavens, everything in this earth belongs to Allah. It is existing on the orders of Allah. It was non-existent. Allah brought it into existence. Once it has come into existence, it cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot move. Every moving thing can't stop moving. Everything that is still cannot start moving. Everything that is not existing cannot come into existence. What is in existence cannot harm or cannot benefit without the permission of Allah. لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضر ولا نفع ولا يملكون موت ولا حياة ولا نشورا. This entire creation cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot give life, cannot give death, cannot be resurrected without the permission, without the qudrat, without the power, without the irada, without the will of one Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wills. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, status, recognition, nobility, nothing to do with degrees, nothing to do with dollars or pounds or rands, nothing to do with universities, nothing to do with intelligence, nothing to do with education, nothing to do with shops or jobs or economies or armies or governments, wealth and affluence. لِمَن يَشَاءُ, to whom Allah wants to give. وَيَقْدِرُ, poverty, want, need, hunger. لِمَن يَشَاءُ, in the hands of Allah. One Allah controlling. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ, respect, dignity, honor, status, recognition, in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ, disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ, happiness, in the hands of Allah. Abaka, sadness, in the hands of Allah. Amata, death, in the hands of Allah. Ahya, life, in the hands of Allah. Ma sha Allahu kan, kama sha kan, fil waqti alladhi sha, ala alwajhi alladhi sha, min ghayri ziyada, wala nuqsan, wala taqaddum, wala ta'akhur. That happens which Allah wants. That happens which Allah wants. In the time Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَىٰ, and that which Allah doesn't want. Let all the forces of this world get together, all the technologies, all the armies. لَمْ يَكُنْ, it will never ever happen. One controller, one creator, one nourisher, one sustainer, one maker, one breaker. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Listen, creation belongs to Allah. Amr, decree, belongs to Allah. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هَلَّنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Do we have any say? Can we do anything? Can our summit, our conference, our technology, our armies, our science in any way affect the destiny of man? Or his benefit or his harm? Do we have any say? هَلَّنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. قُلْ, tell them Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Every decree, every benefit, every harm, every advancement, every decline belongs to Allah. لَيْسَ مَعَهُ إِلَهُ يُخْشَى وَلَا رَبُّ يُرْجَى وَلَا حَاجِبُ يُرْشَى وَلَا وَزِيرُ يُرْتَى. There is no other ilah that has to be feared. There is no other Rabb upon whom there can be hope. There is no doorkeeper with Allah that you have to give a bribe to go to Allah. There is no minister, advisor to Allah. He is alone. Ahad, Samad, Qadir, Muqtadir. He is alone. Independent, غني, لا ظهير له, independent, nothing, no assistant with Allah, علي, لا سميع له, the highest, nothing higher than Allah, أول, ليس قبله شيء, آخر, ليس بعده شيء, ظاهر, ليس فوقه شيء, باطن, ليس دونه شيء, first, before Him there is nothing. أول بلا بداية. Allah is the first without a beginning. Allah is the last without an ending. After Allah there is nothing. Above Allah there is nothing. Concealed from Allah there is nothing. He is alone. مدبر يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض. The arranger, the decreer of every affair, everything in the heavens, everything in this earth belongs in the hands of one Allah. This was the da'wat, the invitation of every Nabi of Allah, 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. Whatever the ills, whatever the maladies, whether it was the conviction that craftsmanship can do like Samud had, whether it was the conviction that our strength can do like Ad had, whether it was the conviction that agriculture lies success like Sabah had, whether it was the conviction that our power and our military might is going to rule like Fir'aun had, or whether it was the conviction that wealth is the solution to my problems like Qarun had, whatever conviction, whatever age, whether it was the conviction that I can engage in whatever indecency and filthy acts and none will harm me like Qawme Lut had, whatever conviction, whatever age, whatever era, every Nabi of Allah primarily came with one da'wat, one invitation, fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Know and understand, there is no decree, no benefit, no deity, no harm, no advancement, no decline, illallah, except in the hands of one Allah. Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illahu rabbul mashriq wal maghrib, la ilaha illahu. There is no other deity, whether in the east, whether in the west, Rabb of the east, Rabb of the west, it is only Allah. Rabbul mashriqain wa rabbul maghribain, east, west, north, south, it is only Allah. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu alimul ghaybi wash shahada, hu ar-rahmanur rahim, hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu al-malik القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور الغفار الوهاب الرزاق ذو القوة المتين نافع ضار معز مذل سميع بصير قابض خافض رافع معز مزل سميع بصير غفار وخاب رزاق هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. It is only Allah. Benefit in the hands of Allah. Harm in the hands of Allah. Advancement in the hands of Allah. Decline in the hands of Allah. Success in the hands of Allah. Failure in the hands of Allah. Life in the hands of Allah. Death in the hands of Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. It is only Allah. Al-Hay, living. Al-Qayyum, controller of everything. Hayyun qabla kulli hay. Hayyun ba'da kulli hay. Hayyun fawqa kulli hay. Hayyun yumitu kulla hay. Hayyun la yushbihuhu hay. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Living before every living. Living after every living. Living above every living. Living, he will give death to every living. Living, there is nothing living that is like Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of this heaven. He is the ilah of this earth. This entire creation has to make sujood in front of Allah. This entire creation has to prostrate itself in front of Allah. One controller, one sustainer, one nourisher, one maker, one breaker. Abadi utlubni tajidni in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. O my slave, search for me, look for me, look for your Allah, search for your Allah. In wajadtani, you will find me. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. This heart is for Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the glory of Allah. Everything but Allah has to come out of this heart. This whole mankind has to be introduced to who is Allah. Inna arsalnaka shahidu wa mubashshiru wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily we have sent you. We have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. We have sent you as a caller to Allah. One person, introduce them to who is Allah. And he had to make his ummah do this also. Go from person to person, town to town, locality to locality, individual to individual, ten to ten. And tell them who is Allah. So that in every direction the greatness of Allah resounds. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte ki Allah ke barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se aap log ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. We are not saying to you that speak of the greatness of Allah because this is some scheme or some plan by which you are going to get people ready to give chilla and three chilla. ہم اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کے برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ یہ اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اس کے طرح نہ کیا جائے. We are saying to you to speak of the greatness of Allah because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. مخلوق کا ذکر بیماری ہے بھائی. To speak of the creation is a sickness. Dollars are doing, wealth is doing, rands is doing. Look at their technology, look at their science, look at this, look at that. یہ بیماری ہے بھائی. سب مخلوق ہے. It is all creation. They can't do. It is not in their hands. Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, until a blade of grass and an atom bomb is not equal in your eyes, till that time your iman is not made. Because like the blade of grass cannot harm or benefit you without the permission of Allah, the atom bomb also cannot benefit or harm you without the permission of Allah. Allah's qasam, 1 million atom bombs. 1 million atom bombs. And if Allah's decision of protection is there, it will not harm a hair on your head also. This was the invitation of every Nabi of Allah to link this creation to Allah, to call to Allah, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ, as a caller, da'i unto Allah, inviter unto Allah, that each one has to tell the whole mankind, that by, O mankind, O people, listen, that in the heavens and in the earth, there is no one that is going to benefit you besides Allah. There is no one that is going to protect you besides Allah. There is no one that is going to give you respect besides Allah. There is no one that is going to give you honor besides Allah. There is no one that is giving you prosperity besides Allah. There is no one that is enabling you to see besides Allah. There is no one enabling you to hear besides Allah. There is no one that is enabling you to speak besides Allah. Food cannot be digested without the order of Allah. You will not be able to eat without the order of Allah. Wars cannot be fought without the permission of Allah. Peace cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Love will not abound without the permission of Allah. Hatred will not be found without the permission of Allah. Day will not come without the permission of Allah. Night will not come without the permission of Allah. The sun will not rise without the permission of Allah. The moon will not come out at night without the permission of Allah. Crops will not grow without the permission of Allah. Trees will not come forth without the permission of Allah. Those trees will not give fruit without the permission of Allah. Those fruit will not have sweetness in them without the permission of Allah. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Look around you. In every direction it is only Allah. It is only Allah. So much we have to invite, so much we have to speak, so much we have to negate everything besides Allah, that in every vein in our bodies, in every drop of blood is the love of Allah. That I belong to Allah, my life is for Allah, my wealth is for Allah, my strength is for Allah, my energy is for Allah. All the harm, all the sickness, all the lies, all the cheating, all the deceit, all the riba, all the benamazis, all the maladies of society that are taking place, the root cause of each and every wrong, my respected brothers, is humne Allah ko nahi pehchana. That we have not recognized who is Allah. This was the bunyadi foundation effort of every Nabi of Allah to introduce one person, that who is Allah. So that Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's glory comes into this heart. Hadith-e-Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, my greatness, my majesty, my glory is such that the 7 heavens and the 7 earths cannot contain me. But I have created the capacity in the heart of a mu'min that this heart can contain me. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah. Everything for Allah. Utlubani, tajidani, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. If you have found me, you have found everything. Wa in futtani, fataka kullu shay. And oh my slave, if you have lost me, if Allah is not in your life, if your dressing is not for Allah, if you're living with your wife and children is not for Allah, if your business is not motivated that is my Allah, please. If your 24-hour daily life, you don't have Allah in front of you, futtani, you have lost me, fataka kullu shay, you have lost everything. All these maladies, humne Allah ko nahi pehchana. That is why our namaz today is not namaz. Our zikr is not zikr. Our tilawat is not tilawat. Our amal, our ibadat is not ibadat. Our business is not business. Our nikah is not nikah. Why? Because we have not recognized who is Allah. When sin will prevail, when zina will become aam, when the flagrant violation of the orders of Allah will take place openly, then Allah doesn't send down some parchi. No malaika is sent down to stand on the various streets and to stand on the various roads with announcement that, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have gone off the track. There's too much zina. There's too much gambling. There's too much disobedience of Allah. You have made this dunya your object and you have forgotten about the deen of Allah. No angel comes down with an announcement. No caller calls out from the heavens that Allah is angry with you. But the conditions are turned against us. Robbery, looting, murder, massacre on a mass scale. These are there so that our eyes open. Allah doesn't send down a piece of paper that you are gone too far away. Inni idha uti'atu raditu wa idha raditu baraktu wa laysa li barakati nihaya. Allah says, when I am obeyed, then I become happy. And when I become happy, I send down my barakat and my blessings. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَتِي نِهَايَا. And there is no limit to my blessings. The time of Isa alayhi salam, when he will come back, just before Qiyamah, at the time when it will only be believers on this earth, only those who are obedient to Allah, that band that is with Isa alayhi salam. From one pomegranate, a whole family will eat for 1 month. لَيْسَ لِبَرَكَتِي نِهَايَا. There is no limit to my blessings. وَإِنِّي إِذَا عُصِيتُ غَضِبْتُ. And when I am disobeyed, then I become angry. وَإِذَا غَضِبْتُ لَعَنْتُ. And when I become angry, then I send down my lanat and my curses. Trials, tribulations, hardships. The hearts of man are between the control, is in the control of Allah. Inna quluba bani adama bayna usbu'aini min asabi ar-rahman yuqallibuhuma kayfa yasha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the hearts of man are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. He will turn these hearts in whatever direction he wants. Jisne apne taluk Allah ke saath sahi kiya, Allah uske taluk sare makhlooq ke saath sahi karenge. The one who has corrected his relationship with Allah, Allah will correct his relationship with the entire creation. Yeh sabse bari bimari hai bhai. This is the greatest sickness, this is the greatest malady, whether it's a namazi or whether it's a be-namazi. No matter who it may be, the sickness that has taken each and every one of us is that if the asbab and the means are there, then we have itminan that I can do my work. The fikr to bring Allah with us is not there. Even the namazi also. My pocket is full, my work can get done. When I have asked and cried in front of Allah, there is no itminan, there is no contentment that my work will get done. This sickness and this malady, every Nabi of Allah came to take out of the ummah. That La ilaha illallah, it is not your wealth, it's not governments, it's not armies, it's not technologies, it is Allah that is doing. Please, your Allah, your dunya is made, your qabr is made, your akhirat is made. We hear that ilan. So many times we've heard it, that sometimes now even while the poor brother is giving it halfway, we wake up and start walking away. We don't even have this much adab at least to hear him out. But that is the root. Listen, my success, your success, my safety, your safety, My security, your security. My peace of mind, your peace of mind. My prosperity, your prosperity. And the whole mankind's safety, security, prosperity, peace of mind, whether in this world, or whether in the qabr, or whether in the everlasting life of the hereafter, lies in one and one thing only: obey Allah. Obey Allah, make sujood in front of Allah. Let Allah become matloob, let Allah become maqsood. Allah has to become the goal, Allah has to become the direction. This entire creation is in sujood in front of Allah. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha. Allah says, the heavens and the earth, everything knows its salah and knows its tasbih. It is in salah in front of Allah. The trees are in qiyam in front of Allah. The mountains are in tashahud in front of Allah. The animals are in ruku in front of Allah. The crawling animals are in sajda in front of Allah. Alam tara anna Allah yasjudu lahu man fis samawat wa man fil ard. Listen, don't you see that everything in the heavens and everything in this earth is in sujood in front of Allah? It is in salah in front of Allah. It is praising Allah. Yusabbihu lahu ma fis samawat wa ma fil ard wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. Everything is glorifying Allah. You, O insan, you also go into sujood in front of Allah. Let Allah become the Qibla, my Qibla and the Qibla of the whole mankind. We met Bosnians. This is for Ibrat. With tears in their eyes, they would tell us that we live next to the Serbs, this Muslim Bosnian, and that Serb next door. When it was nikah in his house, it was like nikah in my house, that close we were. When it was my child's birthday, it was like his own child's birthday. And yet overnight, that person who was living in my house, and I was living in his house, overnight his heart is filled with such hatred that he cannot stand to see me alive. 180,000 Muslims massacred out of enmity and hatred. They lived with each other. Where did that hatred come from? When I am disobeyed, then I become angry. When I become angry, my lanat and my curses descend. Abu Dawud Sharif riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Hadith Qudsi, that Allah says to you, Anallah, la ilaha illa ana. I am Allah, there is no deity, no partner with me. Make sujood in front of your Allah, finish yourself for your Allah. La ilaha illa ana, malikul muluk wa malikul muluk. I am the king of every king. I am the king, I am the ruler, I am the sovereign. There is no force, no system on this earth without the system of Allah. Innal quwwata lillahi jami'a. Power, advancement belongs to Allah. Malikul muluk wa malikul muluk. Qulubul muluki fi yadi. The hearts of your rulers are in my control. Circumstances are in my control. Conditions are in my control. Innal ibada idha ata'uni حولت قلوب ملوكهم عليهم بالرأفة والرحمة. When my slaves will obey me, when dindari will prevail, when obedience to the orders of Allah will come alive, then this whole creation will benefit. Allah says, I will turn the hearts of your rulers towards you. I will turn the conditions in your favor with kindness and with mercy. وَإِنَّ الْعِبَادَ إِذَا عَصَوْنِي. And when my slaves will disobey me, when flagrantly and openly the orders of Allah will be violated. Open up our eyes, my respected brothers, which order of Allah is not being broken? Don't have to look left, don't have to look right, our own hands are dripping with the blood. We are the ones who have murdered the orders of Allah and murdered the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from our own homes. We have brought those instruments and those things into our homes that are daily destroying the iman of our children. We are those that have brought up children and filled their hearts with the zeal of dunya and the aspirations of dunya and the goals of dunya, of qabr, of akhirat, of the desire to serve the deen of Allah and finish themselves for Allah. We have not even bothered to put that into their hearts. Governments can't do. Economy cannot do. The exchange rate has nothing to do with it. The solution to everything, we are hearing it again and again after every salah. Myself, yourself, and the whole ummah has to come onto the orders of Allah. In the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yabna Adam, la takhaf dha sultan, ma dama sultani baqi. If the fear of Allah is in the heart, if the connection and the taluk and the relationship with Allah is there, then we have nothing to fear. And if we don't fear Allah, and if Allah is not in front of us, and if this heart is not filled with the love of Allah, then we'll fear the whole creation, we'll fear our own shadow also. لا تخاف ذا سلطان ما دام سلطاني باقي. Do not fear the people of sultanate as long as my sultanate is existing. That person will be given his book of deeds in the left hand. Allah save us. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَهِ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهِ. The pleasures of this world are a deception. The entrapments of this world are a deception. I am wealthy. I have so many staff. I have such a big property. I have so much of possession. I have such a car. It counts for nothing. If deen is there, it is everything. If there is no deen, if there is no obedience to the order of Allah, Allah's qasam, it is poverty. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Those who will be given the book of deeds in the left hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَا. They will say, if only I wasn't given this book. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. If only I had died in the world and I wasn't given life again. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. My sultanate is finished today. My strength is gone. I am nothing today. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا. My wealth has been of no avail to me. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. On that day the mujrim, the one who had disobeyed Allah, the one who had cut himself off from Allah, the one who did not worry and bother about the orders of Allah, about the deen of Allah, on that day he will say to Allah, that take my wife, take my children, take my family, take all my wealth, take all my possessions, take everything that I own, take the whole world and take every human being that was on this world, take everything and put them all into Jahannam, but Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. Kalla, Allah will say it is not going to happen. Then it is too late. Then it is too late. The tears of that day will be of no avail. Allah's mercy is such. Now one tear of nadamat and regret if it is shed now. Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, O Nabi of Allah, the malaika write down the a'mal of your ummah. They do not write down the tears of your ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, that, O Jibreel, why are the tears of my ummah not written down? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel says to him, إِنَّ الدَّمْعَةَ الْوَاحِدَةِ إِنَّ الدَّمْعَةَ الْوَاحِدَةِ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ. He says, one tear of regret, one asu of nadamat, one tear of repentance of your ummat will wipe out oceans of the fire of Jahannam. Oceans of the fire of Jahannam. The malaika will not be able to write down the tears of your ummat. Allah's doors of mercy are open. Allah is waiting. Yabna Adam, law balagat dhunubuka anana sama. O son of man, O son of Adam, O insan, if you sin and sin and sin till the whole of Durban is blackened with your sins, then the whole of Natal is blackened, and then the whole of South Africa is blackened, and then the whole of Africa, one person goes on sinning and sinning and sinning and trampling on the orders of Allah one by one till this whole earth is filled with your sins, and then you go on sinning and sinning till the sins rise up and rise up and rise up. Hatta balagat anana sama, until it reaches right up till the heavens. Thumma staghfartani, then once you turn to your Allah and say, oh my Allah, forgive me. Oh my Allah, forgive me. Ghafartu laka wala ubali. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, I will wipe away all your sins and it will not matter to me. So merciful. What greater zulm, what greater injustice, what greater oppression can there be when that wife has become more important, and the child has become more important, and the business has become more important, and the wealth has become more important, and the affluence has become more important, and the possessions have become more important, and the desires have become more important, and the right of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been forgotten. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if their parents and their children and their wives and their brothers and sisters and their wealth and their possessions and their buildings become more beloved to them, become more beloved to them than Allah and the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until Qiyamah, this ummah was given the gradient. This ummah was given the means to judge how much do we love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah to raise the name of Allah and to raise the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth, sirf do zaat hai. Sirf do zaat hai jinki khud tareef sajti hai. Ek hai Allah, dusre Allah ke rasool, baki sab bakwas hai. Jo kehta ho ki main aisa aur waisa, usse bura koi nahi. There are only two beings worthy of self praise. One is Allah and other is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Besides this, everything is nonsense. Who says I am like this and I am like this? Worse than him there is no one. We have been sent, hum Allah ke safir hai bhai, safir. We are the messengers of Allah, the messengers of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma'ad bin Jabal, when he goes to Yemen, he says, Ya Ahlal Yemen, O people of Yemen, Inni Rasul Rasulillahi ilaykum. I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. Sahaba understood their responsibility. My wealth can go, my home can go, my shop can go, my job can go, my degrees can go, everything can go, but I will not allow the deen of Allah to be destroyed. I will not allow the sunnah of my Habib to be trampled upon in every direction. Open up our eyes to the reality, my respected brothers, before it is too late. What is happening to the deen of Allah? What is happening to the deen of Allah? Now in America, settlement to settlement, we went area to area. Bosnian Muslims, Iraqi Muslims, Muslims from throughout the world. 22, 23 year old youngster, Muslim, dressed with a short pants, no sign of Islam. Isn't Jesus the Son of God? Isn't Jesus the Son of God? Bhai, how can you say such a thing? He says, 5 or 6 from my area have already become Christians. The fire is burning in every direction. Jahannam is burning in every direction. Whose cry is this? Whose pain is this? Whose worry is this? Only those poor Pakistan Jamaats that walk through the jungles of Africa and made their covers over there. That we meet brothers, he's selling a cup of tea for 2.5 rupees. Bhai, what is your desire? He says, 25 years I am saving. 25 years I am saving. So that one day I can go for 1 year Jamaat in a foreign country in Africa. Walking Jamaat. I'm not saving to sort my house out. I'm not saving to renovate my home. I'm not saving to put some addition. 8, 10 of them are living in one small house. And he says, 25 years selling a cup of tea, I am saving so that I can give my life in the jungles of Africa. And these are not 1400 years ago. Nigeria we went few months back. Every 100 meters, one Christian organization doing effort. 40 million Muslims have become murtad in the last 20-30 years. Ask the ulama that when this is the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is Allah's order that is directed to us? He's selling his iman for 100 rand in the bazaar. And when his son's tashkil is made to go for 4 months in the path of Allah, he wants to ask the mufti sahab for fatwa. Is it permissible? Bhai, iman ke masla hai bhai. Open our eyes to the reality. 2 months ago we were in Joburg, Mayfair. Monthly mashwara. The brother was giving a report, Muslim home, Mayfair, Muslim school, everything in every direction. His mother sends a message. Dindar family, she's going through the cupboard of her 2 daughters, 19 years, 17 years, and she finds a copy of the Bible. She asks her daughters that, what is this? They say, mother, 2 years ago already we became Christians. In every direction, Jahannam is burning. Sahaba watered the gardens of Hidayat with their blood, with their qurbani, with their sacrifice. They left a pattern behind for this ummah that understand everything can go, but Allah's order mustn't go. Allah's deen mustn't be affected. Hazrat ji rahmatullah alayhi used to say that aaj musalmano ke liye rone wale bahut hai. That today to cry for the Muslims, there are plenty. Muslims, earthquake took place, that took place, this took place. To cry for the Muslims, there are plenty. Lekin Islam ke liye rone wale koi nahi. But to cry for Islam, there is nobody. Ya Allah, tere deen mit raha hai aur main na mita. Ya Allah, your deen is dying and I haven't finished myself. Each one, every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent so that his day becomes the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his night becomes the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this deen is being slaughtered, is being massacred, is being destroyed around us, my respected brothers, do not fall into the deception of being content with our deendari. We have a responsibility to the deen of Allah. Inni idha وَإِنَّ الْعِبَادَ إِذَا عَصَوْنِي. Allah Ta'ala says, when my slaves will start disobeying me, and openly disobedience will start taking place, حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالسَّخَطِ وَالنِّقْمَةِ. I will turn the conditions against them. I will turn the conditions of their rulers, the hearts of their rulers against them with anger. And with the desire for revenge, فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. And they will taste a terrible azab. The ayat which I read, فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي. Allah says, If your family and your children and your wealth and your possessions become more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and striving for this Mubarak deen, then wait for Allah's azab. Ulama explain. My Ustaz Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman sahab, Dawam Barakatuh, very often used to tell us. One is earthquake. Some nations were sucked up into the ground. فَكُلَّنْ أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُ الصَّيْحَةَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَصَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. Allah says, some nations, a scream was heard and they were destroyed. Some were drowned. Some were sucked into the earth. He says, Allah's azab does not always take the form of earthquakes or a scream or some physical calamity. Ulama have written, Mufassirin have written, that the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgets his object, makes this dunya his object, his day is dunya, his night is dunya, his fikr is dunya, his concern is dunya, his efforts and his energy are directed towards this world. Allah's deen is dying, the ihsas and the perception is not even there in the heart that there is some deficiency in my life. I owe something to the deen of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ رَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. Allah says, those who are content with the life of this world and their hearts have itminan and contentment, they are ghafil of our signs. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. Their abode is Jahannam. Their abode is Jahannam. The thief steals. There is perception in his heart that I am doing a wrong. The sharabi drinks. There is perception, ihsas in his heart that what I am doing is wrong. Today the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has turned his back on the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim countries, Muslim societies, and the heart is empty of the fikr and the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Deen is dying. Their fikr, their concern is only dunya. And the perception, the ihsas is not there in the heart that what I am doing is wrong. Ulama say that this is a greater azab than earthquakes. This is a greater azab than being sucked into the ground. This is Allah's azab. That sadia guzar gayi bhai sadia. Centuries have passed, centuries. Ram bhul gaye, ye bhi bhul gaye ke bhul gaye. And we have forgotten why Allah has sent us, and not just forgotten, forgot that we forgot. Nasiyam mansiya, out of the minds, out of the hearts. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. I will afflict you with a terrible punishment. فَلَا تَشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ. Do not, Allah says, do not waste your time by cursing your rulers or your conditions. You're wasting your time. Hamara taluk Allah ke saath hai. Our relationship is with Allah. If this is corrected, everything else will be corrected. وَلَكِنْ اِشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالتَّضَرُّعِ لِكَيْ أَكْفِيَكُمْ شَرَّ مُلُوكِكُمْ. But engage yourself in turning back to Allah, in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, in humbling yourself in front of Allah, in finishing yourself for your Allah. لِكَيْ أَكْفِيَكُمْ شَرَّ مُلُوكِكُمْ. Allah says, I will look after your rulers. I will look after your conditions. Come back to Allah. Like the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one incident and we'll terminate. In the battle of Yamama, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sent Sahaba against Musaylimah Kadhab. That army of Sahaba consisted quite a bit of those Sahaba who had addressed, accepted Islam in the last stages of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they saw that Islam is gaining victory upon victory, in the knowledge of that they had come into Islam. As yet they had not sacrificed for deen, so that Iman had not taken root. As yet the reality of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah had not come into the heart. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, these people became murtad, lot of them. And then once again, when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu pushed the whole ummah onto qurbani and Medina was emptied and Islam took root, then these people came back into Islam. So the Islam was not that strong in them. So when the battle started with Musaylama Kadhab, most of them turned around and started running away. Some of the older Sahaba also, seeing this, they also turned around and started running away. That is when the older Sahaba, they made mashura amongst themselves, that how can we allow the enemy of Allah to gain victory and the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be to be destroyed while we are alive. So what they did is they started digging holes into the ground and they jumped into those holes, filled it up with sand and stood there and they said, either Allah's deen will be established or else my qabr will be here. Like that, few sahaba gave their lives. Then the sahaba got together and they said that like this, one by one, we'll get ourselves killed. But the problem is not going to be solved. This obstacle to the deen of Allah will not be removed. So some of the Ansar started calling out. They said, let us gather together. The old Sahaba, those who had accepted Islam a long time ago and had given sacrifice, let us gather them together. Never mind, the others are running away. So they started shouting out, Ya Al Ansar, Ya Al Ansar, Ya Al Ansar, who is there that is going to help the deen of Allah? Who is there that is going to help the deen of Allah? Where are the Ansar? The Ansar were those Sahaba that it is reported that when one would be dying on the battlefield, his last gasp of life, he would tell his companion that give a message to my brothers from the Ansar. Give a message to my brothers from the Ansar. That if there is one drop or one breath of life in them, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hurt while they are alive, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, I will take retribution from them in front of Allah. One by one they must finish themselves, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must not be harmed. That jazba and zeal they had to finish themselves for deen. So when this call is made, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, I passed by Abu Aqil Unaisi, whose body had been riddled with arrows from head to toe. Blood was pouring from him. His left half of his body had been paralyzed. He was crawling on the battlefield. Ibn Umar asked him that, oh Abu Aqil, where are you going? He says, the call has come, Ya Al Ansar, oh the helpers of the deen of Allah. Throughout my life, whenever the call for deen was given, whenever the taqaza of deen was put in front, I never let it go in vain, regardless of my condition. Today the call is being given, where are the helpers of the deen of Allah? I will answer that call even if I have to crawl. Regardless of my circumstance and my condition, I will not let the call of the deen of Allah go in vain. Ibn Umar says, O Abu Aqil, they are not referring to you. They are referring to those who are healthy. He says they have not said, Ya lal asihau min al ansar, O the healthy of the ansar. The call has been, O the helpers of the deen of Allah, and I am a helper of the deen of Allah. He says, raise me up, put me onto a rock. Ibn Umar physically carried him and put him onto a rock. In his right hand, which still had movement, he held a sword and he started shouting out, Karratan ka karrati Hunain, Yoman ka yomi Badr. He said, O Sahaba Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember the day of Hunain, remember the day of Badr, when Allah's help came. Sahaba say, at the call of the Sahabi, who himself was finished, it was like a fervor went through our hearts, and that himmat and that courage came in us to finish ourselves once again for the deen of Allah. 400 or so grouped together, and with one force they went forward. The whole army of Musaylama, 40,000, started retreating and started running. When 400 Sahaba went towards them, they rushed into the fort and they sealed the door. Sahaba made mashwara. Bara bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, one of you stand on a camel. These are not fairy tales. These are there for us to understand that this deen of Allah is not cheap. Sahaba, till the last drop of blood was in their body, did not allow this deen of Allah to be affected, did not allow what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished himself to be heard. He said, stand on a camel and put me on a shield and throw me over the wall. 40,000 archers standing with their arrows ready for the first thing that comes over the wall. There was absolutely no chance, logically possible, that he was going to come out alive. He said, I will die, but I will make sure I will open the door first. Allah's deen will be established, but my life will be given. Sahaba say they raised Bara bin Malik and they threw him. At one time, 40,000 archers were directed towards him. His body was cut piece by piece, but he lifted himself and he opened the door of the fortress till Allah gave them victory. There was only two groups in Sahaba. There was no third group. Quran does not speak of a third group. Min al-mu'mineen. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Amongst the mu'mineen are men. صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. فمنهم من قضى نحبه. Some of them have given their lives. One group. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And the others are waiting to finish themselves for the deen of Allah. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they will remain upon this. My respected brothers, it is the cry of our elders that centuries have passed and the ummah has forgotten the lesson of the sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba for this deen. We have been sent. Like salah is an order of Allah, and like zakat is an order of Allah, and like fasting is an order of Allah, and like hajj is an order of Allah. Allah's qasam, da'wat and tabligh is an order of Allah. Each ummati has been sent with the worry and the concern of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our day has to become his day. Our night has to become his night. We're going to take 5 more minutes of your time. One incident will narrate and on this tashkeel will take place. MashaAllah, brothers have sat with qurbani and sacrifice. Allah reward you for this. But my respected brothers, asal is tashkeel, asal is to ready ourselves to go in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The time has come, my respected brothers, we can see the conditions around us. The need is for us to make tawbah, for us to come back to Allah, to repent, to cry in front of Allah, that through the barakat of the khatm-e-nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that responsibility which was given to us, Ya Allah, we have failed in that responsibility. We have not even identified with it. From now till I die, I will make the object of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of my life. Allah is very merciful. Allah is forgiving. Conditions are in Allah's hands. The Bani Israel, there was one person who was such a badmash, who used to sin so much that the whole society turned against him and they ostracized him and banished him, chased him away to the jungles. Alone, no food, no provisions, he becomes sick, no one to look after him. Then he passes away. Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to the Nabi of that time, that go in the jungle, inna waliyam min awliya'i, one of my awliya has passed away. Give him ghusl, prepare his janaza, and announce in the village that all those who will attend his janaza salat, their maghfirat also will take place. So when they go and they see, they find the yatawai badmash here. He's the same person that we banished. So he turns to Allah and he says, Ya Allah, what is the meaning of this? Allah Ta'ala says, he was alone. وَتَرَى نَفْسَهُ ذَلِيلَةً وَحَقِيرَةً وَوَحِيدَةً. He was zaleel, haqeer, totally alone.
فَلَا يَرَى حَمِيمًا وَلَا قَرِيبًا. There was no friend, no relative with him. As he got weaker and weaker, he couldn't turn to anyone else. There was no other door. There was no other direction for him. In this moment of utter weakness and desolation, he turned to Allah. And he said, Allahumma, إِن كُنْتُ عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ عَذَابِي يَزِيدُ فِي مُلْكِكَ وَعَفْوَكَ عَنِّي يَنْقُسُ مِن مُلْكِكَ لَمَا سَأَلْتُكَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Oh Allah, if I knew that by punishing me your greatness would increase, and by forgiving me your greatness would decrease, I would not have asked you for forgiveness. But Ya Allah, by forgiving me your greatness will not decrease, and by punishing me your greatness will not increase. لَيْسَ لِي رَجَى وَلَا مَلْجَى وَلَا مَنْجَى مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. Oh Allah, there is no other hope for me. There is no other shelter. There is no other direction I can turn to. Oh Allah, forgive me. In this condition, this person passed away. Allah Ta'ala says to that Nabi that his tawbah was such that he was narrow-minded. If he had asked for the forgiveness of the whole mankind, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, I would have forgiven the whole mankind. So merciful, that person who didn't do one good deed also. His body was burned, the ashes distributed. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْبَرَّ وَالْبَحْرَ فَجَمَعَى. Allah ordered the seas and the land, and he was made to stand up in front of Allah again. Allah asked him, مَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا صَنَعَتْ. Why did you do this? He says, Ya Allah, لِمَخَافَتِكَ. It was an act of desperation. I feared you. What was I going to do? My whole life I didn't do one good deed. Allah Ta'ala says to him, Inni ghafartu lak, I have forgiven you also. Allah loves us. Allah doesn't want to punish us. Yabna Adam, Inni laka muhibbun. Allah says, O insan, I love you. Inni laka muhibbun. فَبِحَقِّي عَلَيْكَ كُنْلِي مُحِبَّا. Now because of the right I have over you, you also love me. ہمیں اللہ پر مر مٹنا ہے بھائی مر مٹنا. We have to finish ourselves on Allah. This life is not ours. This wealth is not ours. We have been sent to raise the deen of Allah on this earth. Like the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the four corners of the world to raise the deen of Allah. Allah gave them the title radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. My respected brothers, this ijtima that is going to take place next week in Varalam is not just to have a gathering, but once again for each ummati to turn to Allah and make tawbah in front of Allah. Ke Allah, hum aapke chahne wala nahi. Ya Allah, we wanted everything else. We didn't want you. We didn't want your deen. We wanted everything else. Ya Allah, you forgive us. And from now till I die, Ya Allah, 100% your orders in the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must come alive in the whole world. Ya Allah, you accept me for this. Thousands have finished themselves for dunya. Millions are daily finishing themselves for that which is not equal to the wing of the mosquito. Where are those few that are going to stand up and say, Ya Allah, accept my life for your deen. Accept my life for your deen. Who of us will stand up, inshallah? First step, four months to go in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers. Humble appeal we are making, my respected brothers. No one leave the gathering. Alhamdulillah. Allah reward us. We have sat with great sabr and patience. Allah will reward us, inshallah. Now if you will make little more sabr till the tashkil gets complete, Allah, whatever khair comes out of this, we will get the reward of it. Do not disrupt the tashkil. The tashkil will not be long. We know very often it is said, mashallah, tabligh bayans are very nice, but they must cut the tashkil out. The tashkil is asal, my respected brothers. The back of batil in this world will not break through bayans. It will break through the sacrifice and the qurbani of this ummat. So please sit with patience. And brothers, four months, inshallah, let us give our names.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم سبحانك ما أحلمك سبحانك ما أجودك، سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك، سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك. كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها شكرنا، كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا. يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا، يا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا، يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا، يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا، يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى أبدا، يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا، اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا. إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم اجعل هذا الاجتماع سببا لهداية الناس. اللهم فصل لهداية الناس. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. يا مونس كل وحيد، يا صاحب كل فريد، يا قريبا غير بعيد، يا شاهدا غير غائب، يا غالبا غير مغلوب، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما، يا سند من لا سند له، يا ذخر من لا ذخر له. اللهم إنك قلت وقولك الحق، ادعوني أستجب لكم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك، ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما. اللهم اجعل آخر كلماتنا في الدنيا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وتوفنا وأنت راض عنا غير غضبان. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الموت وسكرته، ومن القبر وظلمته، ومن الصراط وزلته، ومن يوم القيامة وكربته يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله.